your arms around. I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Nice one by the Smithereens there. House at the End of the World. And where did we start with that? Peter Steele. Yeah. Typo Negative, Summer Breeze we heard. The Rolling Stones, Live With Me. Oh, and we heard, it didn't get up there, but Willie DeVille, It's So Easy. The Cramps with Fever, and that was the Smithereens right there with House at the End of the World. Hey, you have a request, 855-915-9636 is the number. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Don't worry, everything's cool. Here's the Vaseline's. Okay, I can say this. Janice Clardy says she's up and thought she'd be preparing to go to work, but felt sick overnight, and now she's freaked out. She says, play I Hope I Don't Die song. I'm not sure if that's a real song, but don't worry, you're not going to die. Not just yet, anyways. I mean, look at it this way, all right? I think they said 41 people died in... It was at the whole states or Massachusetts. I don't know. 41 people died yesterday, and like 3,000 people died in a car crash. So, I mean, the chances of you dying from it is like hitting the lottery, and we're probably all gonna get a little sick from it. But hey, that's how we get tougher, right? How about some more Vaseline's? I'll let slide it right in there.
Jesus, don't.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Some Nirvana going out to Terry there. Downer. Wasn't such a downer. Let's see, we started that off with Vaseline's Oliver Twisted. Heard Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. Me Puppets Lake of Fire, 94. And you know the rest. Have a request? Well, save it for a month and a half. Rick Deckard will be taking over for a month and a half. A lot of overtime for Rick Deckard. Tell you what, I'll come back with a bunch of Boston local right after this quick Ramones block on MFO.
Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country, yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way? Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
It's always true. So glad you can all be here. And when I'm Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Now, Dr. Lester Grinspoon, it kind of is already legal.
Now I want you to know.
Whoops, I was going to play a Liar's song, but guess we'll end it there with some Glider. The Nuke is on. What did we hear before that? Well, we had the Ramones block with Downer, Ignorance is Bliss, All Quiet's on the Western Front, and I Wanna Live. And we did a block of Boston music, Pixies, Debaser, A Bunch of Jerks, CIA on My Back, Little Billy Lawson, The Cox of the Walk with World, and Glider with The Nuke is On. Ryan's up next. Stick around for his show. And hey, what can I say? Love you guys. I'll be back in a month and a half or so, I hope. I hope that's the deal. I mean, hopefully sooner. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Hey, Terry, listen to this. This is Dr. Lester Grinspoon. He sounds like Chong. 91.5 WMFO.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Fifty thirty.